This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you love growing your own salad fixings, planting cole crops in mid-August to early September can extend the harvest into fall. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini offers some tips for establishing a salad garden. Cynthia, we're still in summer, but starting to think ahead towards fall. And as part of that, we're also thinking about what can we do in the garden or sometimes even outside the garden.
Exactly. Yes, it's a great time to start planning that fall garden. And depending on what part of the state you're in, that's going to help predict what you could be planting or preparing to plant. So this is a great time if you don't already know when your first frost date is. You want to make sure you know that information. And then from there, you can look at some of the typical fall crops, such as spinach and leafy greens, radishes, carrots, a lot of those cole crops. When you look at the seed packet and you see how many days to harvest, that can help you backtrack from your first frost date and decide if you're going to have time to put a crop such as that in the ground in your area.
And a lot of these salad fixins really don't take a lot of space either.
Exactly, yes. Again, on the seed packet, you'll see spacing requirements, and it's a nice crop to get in the ground with a relatively quick turnaround time. And like you said, you can space them a little bit closer together than some of these larger summer crops like zucchini and tomatoes.
One of the things I saw that you had written was that you could actually just do some of this in a bag of potting soil.
Exactly. This is something I experimented with a few years ago. An idea for someone who maybe only has patio space, maybe their summer garden is still going really well, or maybe they're concerned about germinating seeds when the temperature is still pretty warm outside. So you can take a traditional bag of potting soil, lay it flat on the ground, and slice open the plastic bag, exposing the soil, and then you can plant directly in that potting soil bag. And the nice thing about that project is if you plant the seeds in the bag on some firm surface, like a pallet or maybe a piece of plywood, something that you could move, maybe with someone to help lift the other side, you can actually keep it in a shaded area or an area that has a little bit more shade. While it's still so hot outside, you'll have better germination rates because you'll be able to moderate that soil temperature by moving the bag.
Probably a little bit easier to do the watering too.
Exactly. Yep. You'll need to make sure that it's not drying out too quickly. Just as with any container type garden, the soil does tend to dry out a little bit more quickly. So you'll need to check it maybe daily, every other day, depending on the wind and sun exposure. And you can even elevate it so it makes it nice where you're not having to bend over and garden as well.
As we kind of make that transition from summer to fall, are there some other things that we should be doing in the garden itself?
Absolutely. This is a great time. If you're not wanting to plant a fall garden, this is a great time to consider a cover crop, which will contribute nutrients back into the soil and help build up that texture. It's also a great time to consider putting organic matter on top of your garden. I don't recommend tilling the garden deeply this time of year because it will expose the soil to the heat and it'll cause it to dry out and break down that soil. But laying organic matter such as manure on top of the soil can be done this time of year. And I especially want to point that out for parts of the state where they're having water restrictions right now due to the drought. You might not want to plant a fall garden since you're limited on how much water you can apply. And germinating seeds, you're going to need some water. So there are other things you can do, like preparing your garden for the spring.
I also want to remind people to check out the Horticulture newsletter because there is so much information in that.
Exactly, yes. There is a calendar for what you can be planting and doing in the garden. And that is a really great resource for gardeners across the state. Another resource that I want to point out is the Kansas Garden Guide. And that is available online, free, and you can download it there. And it is just a wealth of information for all different topics of gardening. And it even has pages specific to certain vegetable crops. So that's another one to check out, the Kansas Garden Guide.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on growing a salad garden this fall. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.